Bienvenidos. Welcome to the Get Engaged podcast produced by the Community Advancement Network based in Austin, Texas. Get Engaged is a weekly community calendar highlighting opportunities to get informed, get connected, and get engaged in the Austin area on efforts aimed at advancing equity, opportunity, and community well-being in Austin, Travis County, Central Texas. I am your host for today's program, Raul Alvarez, Executive Director for CAN. This podcast outlines several engagement opportunities in our community from Tuesday, September 28th through Monday, October 4th. To access all event information in this podcast, visit our website, canatx.org, and click on podcast. We'll start this podcast by noting that October 4th is the last day to register to vote in the November election. Please make a note of that if you're not registered and wish to do so. The Habla y Vota Action Fund is hosting a voter registration drive at 5:30 p.m. on Tuesday at Parque Zaragoza, and Tuesday is National Voter Registration Day. Also, a quick heads up that the Travis County voter registration form was included in this week's edition of the Austin Chronicle on page 15. You can cut it out, fill it out, and mail it in. Pretty cool. We'll provide a quick announcement about the Women's March ATX themed Our Rights, Our Voices, taking place this Saturday, October 2nd at 9 a.m. This is an opportunity to learn about and lift our voices on women's rights and voting rights, on which the state of Texas has brought itself to the forefront, but not necessarily for the right reasons. We'll stick with civic involvement, but shift over to the redistricting for City of Austin City Council districts. There are two public feedback forums this week, an English feedback session on Tuesday, and a Spanish feedback session on Saturday. The Redistricting Commission has released a draft map of the districts. It's certainly worth looking into to see how you are affected. We switch over to free speech with an event on Tuesday presented in recognition of Banned Books Week. This event features a conversation with the authors of two books, Forget the Alamo and Out of Darkness. Forget the Alamo has, of course, attracted the ire of conservative Republicans in Texas for telling a part of the story of Texas that apparently they don't care for the public to know about. Both Forget the Alamo and Out of Darkness were included in a recent book ban by Leander ISD. There are a couple of events relating to mental health and behavioral health we'd like to highlight. Integral Care hosts a community forum on Wednesday on Meaningful Steps We Can Take to Prevent Youth Suicide, a critical issue, no doubt. Also, Interfaith Action hosts a Red Bench Interfaith conversation on Tuesday evening on the topic of compassion fatigue. That's real, folks. Our next highlight event addresses a dynamic that most certainly causes trauma and mental strain for our Asian American and Pacific Islander brothers and sisters. Brave Communities hosts a community conversation relating to the 20-year anniversary of 9/11 called Confronting the Legacy of Xenophobia and Islamophobia. Misrepresentations and inaccurate narratives about immigrants and Muslims persist, leading to increased biases and bigotry, fear, and mistrust. Join the conversation to learn how we might stand in solidarity. A quick note on the education front, on Wednesday, Austin ISD at-large trustees Noelita Lugo holds a town hall meeting to discuss education during the time of COVID and education equity in general. This week, Austin ISD hosts several Financial Aid 101 workshops, Monday and Wednesday at 6 p.m. in English and Tuesday at 6 p.m. in Spanish. These virtual sessions will share information on types of college financial aid available and provide an overview of the FAFSA form. Completing a financial aid application is a new high school graduation requirement for all seniors in Texas. On the employment front, a quick note about a job fair hosted by Del Valle ISD this week on Thursday. specifically looking to fill bus driver, food service worker, maintenance tech, and teacher assistant positions. Staying on that workforce development front, Workforce Solutions Capital Area continues its public engagement process relating to updating the Austin Area Community Workforce Plan. The engagement session this week is on Thursday at 3 p.m. and focuses on Strategy 1 of the Workforce Plan pertaining to awareness and enrollment. Also this week, Workforce Solutions Capital Area hosts its annual event highlighting progress on the Austin Metro Area Community Workforce Plan, the plan's next iteration, their response to workforce issues during the pandemic, and how community members can help. We move on to a few recurring events relating to the pandemic response. If you haven't yet been able to get vaccinated, there are many opportunities to just walk up and get your vaccine without an appointment. On our podcast calendar in the Monday listing, we include the website where you can get information about getting the vaccine with or without an appointment. A check-in call for individuals and nonprofits who want to connect around the COVID-19 response is hosted 2 times a week by the Community Resilience Trust. The check-in calls take place on Monday and Thursday at 9 a.m. If you have felt out of sorts, confused, preoccupied, extra stressed, scared, lonely, anxious, isolated, or just feel like talking with someone about the challenges you are facing, you can call the YWCA Warm Line. The YWCA has a caring, trained team that offers non-judgmental and confidential support. No need to go through this alone. To speak with someone on the Warm Line, call 512-548-9922. Next, I'll share our fun and free feature for this episode, which is the Saturday Night Concert Series at the Hill Country Galleria, which this week features none other than Bob Schneider. So if you're not going to ACL, this is a pretty cool option, and again, it's fun and free. I'll end the podcast with details about this year's mental health symposium being hosted by the YWCA of Greater Austin that is themed Shining the Light on Surviving and Thriving. We are not all in the same boat. The symposium will shine the light on the vast experiences of diverse populations navigating through the implications of the COVID-19 pandemic, economic crises, racial reckonings, political conflicts, and the winter storm. Collective experiences of the last 2 years illuminated inequities and privileges in our society. While some struggled to survive, others thrived. Through this symposium, participants will examine the implications for marginalized groups, the compounded impact on mental health, and the inequitable access to resources. The symposium takes place on Tuesday and Wednesday. Well, there you have it, the latest edition of CAN's Get Engaged podcast. Please share with us information about any events that you would like for us to highlight on the podcast in the future. And please be sure to stay engaged, stay healthy, and stay strong. The opinions expressed in Get Engaged do not necessarily represent the views of CAN and or any individuals or organizations directly affiliated with CAN. Hasta la próxima. Until next time.